Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Wednesday, August 10th, 2022. There it is. How's it going?
It's all right. It's all right now that I'm here. It was a hell of a stressful ride to get here, though.
I'm trying to think of a cool new bit. Alliteration works.
Oh,
Facebook
yeah.
Fussing, mandatory Metallica.
That was huge. I think was, maybe still is.
But I wanted traffic, texting, and it's not as good. I'd love to just do that. It'd be like a one-on-one kind of thing, but I'd love to do that with some of Nine's angry texts. They're fun.
I don't remember what I sent. I'm stuck in construction traffic now. You probably heard it in my mad voice, though, huh, when you read it.
Your mad voice is not your typical soft, warm voice like you normally have.
Yeah.
It's more of shouting. Probably be there about 5:40. As I am still blanking and haven't showered yet.
Yeah.
These dookies hurt bad.
Oh, no. None.
Mattman, thumbs up the text. Now I'm in 85 construction traffic.
Several minutes later.
Mattman responds, cool.
K-E-W-L.
Actually, there's no construction. Just seems to. I don't know if I can read that.
No, you can't. I mean, that's what was happening.
It's just three state troopers pacing traffic at 30 miles per hour.
I was kind of mad at the one who decided to follow me when, like, waiting on me to speed when people are passing me going 80.
Mattman responds with an animated GIF of Eazy-E from NWA repeating one of their more famous lines.
Yeah.
12 minutes later, Nine responds with a photo of the front of the building.
Yeah.
End scene. See, it's not as fun.
Amen.
Doesn't have the pizzazz because it isn't an argument. There's only one part, really.
Now, well,
if you
true.
Had said more, we could have a bit.
Well, mm-hmm. Nana was driving.
I know.
Yeah. I caught that yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
About the traffic.
Oh, yeah. It was backed up a couple miles.
I knew I would at some point, but I was already running behind, so I was just cussing a lot.
I wonder, is it like that everywhere? You know, like in this time of the year, or are they trying? I've just seen so many speed traps, very easy to call them that, where there's one, you know, hiding under a bridge.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere lately.
Yeah.
Last few months, everywhere.
And then there'll be another one, you know, and a ramp down on major highways.
Yeah.
And they're just waiting.
Do you think they work in tandems? Bait you into one? Because, you know, if the one car is setting the pace. You're like, I can go that fast. That's cool. But that car's leading you to another one sitting up under a bridge.
Oh, it's like a bait speeding car.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's like somebody gets up there in some kind of American muscle car, you know,
yeah.
And they're just speeding, trying to bait other people into it. And then his partner, let's call him Hoppy, he's waiting down there on the other exit.
Oh, yeah.
Really? I got a few coming your way.
Dude, I'm already going 95. I mean, seriously, like, they're going to do a citizen's arrest.
I got this guy in a Festiva thinking he's going on the road. Wait, look, it's to you.
Why couldn't we get the bait prostitution ring bust like Hobbs and Shaw got last weekend.
If I threw you a donut ball, can you catch it through the window without me stopping?
A donut ball. You popped me on that one. Over. You see my new billy club?
Yeah, I don't know why he's following me today. I made sure to find his. I'm like, is he following me?
That's non.
So when I got off on my exit, it's a long ramp. I mean, you got like, I don't know, almost a mile of exit lane.
Non.
So I got over real late, and sure enough, he got over behind me.
That's weird.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to see if you get over, or if you get over when I get over. Then I'll know you're following me and not worry about all these people speeding past me.
Give him a brake check?
No. He wasn't that close. He's hanging back.
That would be, man, that would be, I'm telling you just from my heart, that would be power that I would not want to have, to be a police officer.
Yeah. Well, I at least wouldn't pick on a certain type of car. I'd go after the mail truck doing 80. You know?
Or not even that, just, you know, I'd just look and say, man, you didn't. I guess if I, depending on what mood I was in, I guess. If I was just sitting there just in a good mood, you know, it's payday, it's Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ah. Gone. You're probably late. But if it's Monday and it's rain, well, if it's raining, see, that's the thing. If it's raining, you're going to get a pass.
Yeah, you have to.
Unless I can pull you over under the underpass.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know if cops have umbrellas, if they keep them.
Well, they got those covers for their hats. Troopers do. I've seen those before.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They have to have those to get into concerts now. Yeah. Spear ones. Jeez.
That wouldn't be a good cop.
No, probably not.
Not at all.
You ever seen We Own This City? I'd be shoving dollar bills in my vest.
I'd be terrible.
You mean like if you did a major drug bust and there's a suitcase full of 50 grand, when you turn it in, there's going to be 40 grand?
Also, we found 20 bucks in a suitcase.
I would never find any damn thing
anywhere.
I was
going to say.
Didn't find nothing. He's clean. God. Let him go. Cut him loose.
That's where, man.
Don't look in my trunk.
See, it's got to be tough.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd be a great cop.
Freeze, dirtbag.
You'd be one of those Cinemax cops.
Absolutely. Hooks from Police Academy. Exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, remember Busty Cops? That was like a series.
They did three of them, I think.
Yeah. Oh, Busty Cops 3. They died at the end. That's why they stopped. They got shot in the breast.
Oh, no.
No.
Why there?
It's how they had to end it. It couldn't go on.
I'm pulling you over for a frisk.
Yeah.
I was just checking out your rear end.
Hey, you hot. I'm pulling you over. Check your sausage.
Turn around and spread them, dirtbag.
Paige, you're going to think you're talking about your butt cheeks.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought it was butt cheeks.
Over.
Well, you got plans? Turn around and spread them.
What you got plans, Horn? Over.
Just a fantasy of mine.
Busty cops.
You got to get Paige off the road. She's a little wild.
Pull you over for nothing.
Every time I've ever seen Paige in traffic, she's never speeding, ever. In fact, opposite of.
Oh, because I've gone to traffic school. Don't want to go again.
Yeah. Moving Violations was a great movie.
It was beautiful.
If you ever saw it.
Wonderful film. Did you watch Mask yesterday, Matt Man?
You know, I kind of.
Okay.
I didn't remember it till later in the day.
Yeah, it happened.
And I've changed... Change my TV viewing habits. See, the mindset is living room, right? You live there. That's where everything goes down.
Yeah.
And
where I spend most of my time at the house.
And
bathroom, too.
And, you know, I've said before, like on Netflix, you know, you scroll down six panels and it's like, you want me to just pick something for you? Because we realize, or then they have the category, casual viewing. You ain't going to really be watching this, but you feel this need to have this sound on.
You need it.
It's like the radio used to be, you know, back before TV, people would huddle around it.
Mm-hmm.
See what the Rise guys do today on Telegraph Us and don't
Morse code. So I've made it where I don't have the TV on certain hours.
Yeah, it don't have to be on all the time.
Because it would end up distracting me from doing what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I would be sitting there trying to masturbate and watching Three's Company or something, and something would be funny said, or there's Mrs. Roper, and I'm like, ah, God.
You don't want to flip it to Kelly Clarkson and
go ahead and get you there?
Kelly.
As soon as you hear that, you'll be like, oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's got nothing to do with her looks anymore. It's her just her laugh and her Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't ever see her on anything. Mm-hmm. I just don't.
She's all over. She has a commercial now for WWE.
Oh, yeah.
WWE?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, I got you.
Mm-hmm. By just calling it WW, it gives folks a little more anonymity.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Friends of Bill W. Us.
Yeah, I get you.
You going to see Bill W. tonight?
Might get a surprise in that order.
What do you mean?
When you order from that place. Might get something you weren't expecting.
Warp me back. I can't follow.
Yeah, WW. Yeah. Certain place, you know, people are saying, don't buy from here. You may get something you don't want.
Oh.
You know.
Oh, okay.
This customer service.
Oh, it worked back.
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're referring to now. Hi, this is Oprah for WW.
Rest in peace, my daddy.
He passed?
Yeah, I didn't know he was still alive. You believe that? Because, you know, Oprah's up there.
Oh, yeah.
Was there?
That was big news. Oprah's dad died.
They were estranged, right? Wasn't there something from her childhood? Or am I thinking of The Color Purple? I
don't know.
Great movie.
But you know, if you're related to Oprah, you know, you're going to be in the news.
When he died, I read a little bit about it, and there was a strain there.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, even like, Gail. I mean, I haven't taken the time to look up her background. And I guess maybe they met in broadcasting school, her and Oprah. But, like, you just become Oprah's friend, and you're suddenly on you go from being kind of like on The Talk and those kind of shows to CBS This Morning, hi, it's Gail.
Or if you're the ultimate boy toy, Stedman, you know, you pass away, it might be half-mast.
Today on Gail, we talk about people who cut their grass and leave the clippings in the road. We're also going to talk to some micers.
We're going to go check Oprah's mail halfway through the show.
We're going to talk to some micers, and then we're going to talk to some police officers live, not via Zoom, but via their CB radios.
Oh, she's going to get on one.
Hi, this is Gail in Chicago. Is Officer Ellen Berg there? Good morning, ma'am. Oh, that's your last name. Sorry.
Ellen Berg.
I want to tell you, I really love the show, but I love donuts more. Go Bears.
Hey, ask her if she can get me something off Oprah's favorites. Favorite list.
Hang on. I'm going to pull over this upstate radio DJ. It's going a little fast. I don't know why I made John Gruden a cop.
You turned him into that guy off the Jericho Appreciation Society.
I'm going to pull over this guy doing 63 and a 60 because his car is fast. He just ain't driving fast.
Ah, man.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
You know how the fast this thing goes?
That thing's fast. I'm going to wait for you to speed. It's going to happen.
Like back
maybe
in
it's
the,
an accident, but you're going to do it.
The day, 50s and 60s street rods, when they would literally get flames painted up the side and stuff like that, you're asking for trouble.
Yeah.
You see a car go by, it looks like it's on fire.
Yeah.
You're going to get some attention.
You think?
The kid yesterday in the early headlines in Memphis tried to drag race undercover cop in the unmarked Charger.
Yeah.
And then he was on his way to high school, so they got him in the high school parking lot with a stolen firearm, which is bad news for your criminal record and your future.
Yep.
A stolen firearm or all of it together?
Real a firearm bad. On school property, stolen firearm on top of that, drugs. Yeah.
Good luck getting into tech.
Good luck getting out of jail.
Hopefully your house doesn't get raided.
That's true.
Maybe it was like a junior explorer. We used to have those. We clown them when we went to school, but they were there. Kids that wanted to be cops but weren't really.
Oh, yeah.
I got to say, I love anything that makes our politicians look like the hypocrites they are, and that really does. All on both sides.
Well, I sent you an idea yesterday, and
I remember you did, but I don't remember exactly what it was. Let me look.
I think you don't have to. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
I think that I'm a big, big fan of this movie, and they've made a couple, and I think there could be a third installment. And I'm just saying, what if, pretend you go to the movies, and you find out, oh, my God, National Treasure 3 is coming to theaters. This time, Nicolas Cage is trying to break into Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, yeah.
Because Trump had the Declaration of Independence in his safe. Now, I think you all are scared to laugh at this.
That's funny.
It's fun.
Nicolas Cage, whoop him now.
He took the Declaration of Independence. That's what's in there. It's not stuff about incriminating things or deleted this or you know, things about anything. It's just the Declaration of Independence. Mm-hmm. If you're a president, you're going to take something on the way out, a little sauvigné.
A little cab salve.
Souvenir, as we say it here in the South.
He took the paper, everybody signed, he took it. Took it to Florida.
It'd be great. They're just trying to break in.
I'd watch it.
Nicolas Cage, you know, at one point he's dressed as just regular clothes, and then he has to pretend to work at Mar-a-Lago as a server.
Well, if Trump was a fan, like he knows all his movies. Like Snake Eyes.
I bet Trump loves Con Air.
Oh, yeah.
He love does. It. He probably better love The Rock, he the movie, and Dwayne.
Nick Cage and Trump together on screen would be James Dean and Humphrey Gobart.
Gobart. I love Gobart. He's the sheriff where we live.
That's Hobart.
Oh, my bad.
So,
Bohart.
You were all over the place.
It would be a fun movie.
Now that I was angry at the one cop for following me earlier, even though I wasn't doing anything, Hobart's a nice guy.
Yeah.
Very nice man.
I was a big fan of his mixers back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
What we used at Chick-fil-A. I got to steal back the Declaration of Independence.
I need this.
It's mine. Give it back now.
No, you're not.
It's mine. It's not going anywhere. It's going back in the safe. It's not going with you.
You get this Declaration of Independence out of my cold, dead hands.
I'll let you pick something from the desk.
Who signed off on this? Hillary's campaign manager.
See, I think it worked well because people are just now starting to realize how great Nicolas Cage has been all this time.
Yeah, he took some bad roles, but they all did.
Yeah.
Look at the Rock, or look at...
Robert De Niro is in any movie you send him a script for.
Yeah.
It don't have to be a real movie.
No, no. Speaking of what's real and what's bourgeois, bullcrap, return of Batman's conspiracy mystery today.
I love it.
Something that's going to rock your, it depends on how old you are, your childhood.
Yeah.
Could rock your adult life. It's just going to, you're going to be like, what? We'll have that. That'll be coming up at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, and then the Return of Nine's Best Damn Audio today as well.
Oh, yeah, man. I got some, I got a mystery clip. You got to figure out who it is.
Jinkies.
Yeah. Somebody paid tribute to a recently deceased celebrity, but I don't think you'll figure out who it is.
Oprah's father.
I want you to guess. No, not Vernon Winfrey.
That's a good guess.
Yeah. Vernon. Oh, like Michael's dad.
Yeah.
Vernon Jordan.
Like the mountain.
Mount Vernon. All right. And that'll be at 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central.
That's right.
For Nine's Best Damn Audio.
Batman's Conspiracy Mission will be at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 a.m. Central.
You damn right.
An hour from now, less than.
Holler at us, 1-800-774-0093, and the TLCMotors.com text line is 72341. Standard data text rate supply.
There you go. Like that. We're on social media at The Rise Guys on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Facebook too. Just search for The Rise Guys.
Please and thank you.
Yeah. And don't send sensitive messages. They'll give them to the cops.
Sensitive messages?
Yeah.
Yes. Only insensitive messages.
Saw a story yesterday. Facebook will cough it right up.
Messages?
Oh, yeah. Your private messages? It's not private.
Oh, God.
Mm. Wow. Paige?
All right.
What's up in the Plex?
Well, we got a story about a child in South Carolina who cut their clothes off after being left in a car. And we're going to find out what the grandmother was doing at this time next in your your Rise Guys headlines.
I almost said my grandma's headlines.
Yeah.
You going to pop for what grandma was doing at the Big Lots.
Oh, damn it. I was going to guess hammocks.
That's a good guess for grandma.
Yeah. All right. We'll get into that and more next in your Rise Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige with you. Oh, you know, you should never leave children in the car, nor should you leave animals in the car. And here's a story out of Charleston, South Carolina, where a child cuts off her clothes after being left in the car while her grandmother was at Big Lots shoplifting. So the poor little thing was so hot left in the car that she cut her clothes off, and authorities found her after reports of this child being naked in the car. And she's 3 years old, sweaty and hot to the touch, according to the officers. And they found the scissors and the clothes in the backseat of the car.
That is redneck trash as hell.
I mean, so many different ways.
Oh, everything about it is. It's dripping in redneck trash.
Like the access to the scissors? Yeah. Scissors in the car.
Three-year-old in the car playing with scissors, cutting her clothes off because it's hot.
Grandma shoplifting.
At Big Lots. At
Big Lots.
How do you shoplift the couch? Is there a walking out?
Yeah, ain't nobody going to stop you.
So here's
it ain't no big deal. He's over there changing price tags. It's okay.
It's fine. I don't care.
Well, witnesses were concerned about the situation because of the child. It was naked and poking her head out of the window. And they said they realized the car was off and there was no air conditioning, so they called the cops. And the grandmother said that she left the air conditioner on. But when they got there, they found her keys were with her and the car and the air conditioner were off. So she didn't even do that, provide anything for the kid.
But she lied to him and told him she left the car running with the air on.
But she did. So she was inside the store for about an hour. So she's been arrested.
There's malice to what she did.
Did she come out with a couch on her back and that's how she knew? They knew she was shoplifting? Or they just find her pockets full of fruit roll-ups and a variety of other things?
You know, it might not be malicious. I got to take that back. It could be grandma was on Xanax because for some reason it makes people shoplift.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Who was it? There's some celebrity had that. Said, I would just feel the compulsion to shoplift and think, well, it was not mine. I don't know.
Dang it, who was it?
I've known a couple people who took Xanax, wound up at a store like a Target for hours, and then got arrested for shoplifting.
Jeez. So Big Lot authorities say that the woman had also stolen merchandise from the store, but did not press charges. So she was arrested and charged with unlawful neglect toward a child. And just think of the heat index recently and the humidity and sitting in a hot car for an hour.
It's awful. Just awful. And it really is.
It is.
I don't know about the parents or anything, but grandmother got arrested. Well, here's something to think about. You'll make 122 different decisions today. Sometimes they're easy decisions. Sometimes they're not so easy decisions. What are the most difficult things that you have to decide on? Here we go.
Right now, I'm deciding on what decisions I have to make later.
Yeah. Hey, this ain't going to be me.
What decisions you have to make later?
Yeah, because she got me thinking about it with the story.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm having a hard time deciding what decisions to make later.
Well, first you have to decide what you're going to have for breakfast and what you're going to have for lunch.
I got beef jerky for breakfast.
What you're going to wear. Well, here's our list then for this. Whether you should go out with friends or just stay in is a big decision.
Yes.
Yeah, it is.
It is.
Here's something that could be nerve-wracking, and it could make you think a lot before you do this, whether or not to ask someone out.
I probably won't.
You probably shouldn't.
I mean, usually just dismiss those thoughts when I have them. It's usually for the best.
Good gracious.
No, it usually works out for the best. I have a bad track record of picking people. So do y'all for me.
True that. I agree. That's because my choices were kind of not of the people that I would have selected for you.
Like, I imagine the inside of my brain right now looks like Times Square after they dropped the ball. Bunch of stuff flying around, but nobody's around. I ain't going to make nowhere near 122 decisions today.
Your brain's got a bunch of confetti and used diapers in it?
Pretty much.
But just the mere act of picking something to watch on TV, you're
yes.
flipping through. You're going through Instagram, deciding if the reaction is to like it.
Yeah.
I think you do. I think it's probably way more than that if you really break it down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it can
when you're making little tiny decisions all day long every time you do anything. It's a decision every time you pick your phone up.
Yeah. So here's a decision that you probably will make today, whether to have one more of something like a cookie or a beer or whatever you're going to have, hamburger for some.
Trying to decide if I want to fart right now or wait till later.
I think you should wait.
I would.
It's going to be rough.
If you don't go to bed at the same time every day, what time should you go to bed tonight? That's another decision that you have to make. Should you stay up?
I never really make that decision. I just go to bed when I'm tired.
Yeah.
Sleep when you're dead. That's the greatest redneck saying of all time.
They mean it, too, especially since meth happened.
I know you guys mow over this perfectly every day. What to wear to work? Especially Fat Boy.
Yeah.
It's a tough decision. What color shall it be?
Well, I got to check the shirt first. If a certain shirt's clean, I'm like, okay.
You do have combinations you wear regularly together.
Yep.
Fat Bo.
Because, you know, you got to go on the shirt first.
Nine and I were looking for some looking at some analytics recently, and we've noticed that Fat Boy has a Facebook fussing shirt.
Yeah, he has a couple that he wears a lot for fussing. There's two different ones that pop up a lot in them videos.
Oh, man.
May not be aware. Do you have a fussing shirt?
Bro, no, I got your Brian Danielson plain white t-shirt, and then it's been another one since then, a different one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to see if it's – I'm not going to look.
Don't look.
I'm just going to wear it and see if it's the one. Dang, man.
Because it's hard sometimes because you look and say, oh, crap, I already uploaded that one. It's like, no, damn it, that's a new one.
Yeah.
That's weird.
So, I mean, what to eat all day long, that seems to be a big decision. What to eat for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I mean, all three meals. Some people have a hard time, especially dinner seems to be the hardest decision, I think.
It always ends with the same thing, something good.
Yeah. What do you want? I don't know. What do you want?
Right now I have a pound of ground bison in my fridge, and it's the only thawed-out meat I have, so I'll eat that today.
Bison.
So, watching TV, what to watch on TV?
Wrestling in the news.
Do you want to watch a movie? Do you want to start a series? What do you want to do? That seems to be people have a hard time with that.
I'm going to watch The Old Man and then watch the news. Then go to bed.
You're talking about the guy next door. You're still a peeping Tom.
Matt, man, you've offered a lot of insight on this in the past.
About what?
Choice. Our problems making decisions when we have too many choices.
Yeah. Baskin Robbins.
Yeah, when you said it, man. 31 flavors is really hard to decide. You go to Brewster's, same thing. Too many flavors. Go to the grocery store. Oh, my God, there's so many. But if you just had chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry, you'd pick one, and you'd be just as happy.
Even if you go back and watch some of the old movies, they would go into a bar and they would say, I'll have a beer. You know why? There was only one.
Yeah.
Yep.
That, and they didn't want to do brand recognition.
No, that's the main thing.
And a lot of it is what is more valuable to you, your time or your money. So what are you going to do that day for dinner?
You know what? Prostitutes say the same thing.
Yep. Do they? Notice that they don't necessarily charge by the hour. It's usually by the act.
Huh.
Which is not cool.
Well, I think it's fine because, I mean, you don't want to hang out with people you just had sex with anyway, usually, right?
No.
Everybody's like that, I think.
Unless you're a hugger.
Probably, especially if it's a hooker.
A hooking hugger? Or a hugging hooker?
They're nothing against hookers. No, I support them. It should be legal.
How? How do you support them?
Yeah, OnlyFans, I guess.
Right. Well.
Patreon.
Legalize and regulate pretty much everything.
But after, I mean, a hug after the end of that might be another fee if you had that. I don't know. I don't know if that's part of the thing. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
You said it like Deborah Norville there at the end. Thank you, Paige. Fatboy, what is up in the sports report?
Serena Williams made a huge announcement yesterday. Got that for you. Deshaun Watson update as far as the NFL goes. Roger Goodell made some comments yesterday. We'll tell you what in the hell he said. That's official contraction. What in the hell? One word.
Mm.
Plus other stuff, man. I got a lot going on.
Okay.
I'm blowing your mind with some sports. It's very informative.
Tell me a way to remember which one's the better Williams sister. I never can remember Venus over Serena. I know one's better, but I can't remember. So how can I do it? The way that, like, Sativa Saturday, Indica in the couch. Like, help me with wordplay. Who is the better one, Venus or Serena?
Serena.
Serena's
like the best ever.
Serene. Like, Serene Stadium, where Greenville High School beat our team 55-0. Yeah. That's the way I'll remember it now.
You just remember her damn name.
Serene.
S comes before V.
Sometimes why. All right, we'll get to the bottom of all that he said. Next in your Rise Guys Sports Report. Good morning, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Rise Guys.
Morning Show.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
So the U.S. Open tennis tournament is coming up the end of August, which I believe is this month.
Hopefully.
I know there were two things back in the day that would preempt wrestling. One was U.S. Open tennis.
Oh, yeah.
Westminster Dog Kennel.
Yeah,
that was it.
The other one was a dog show.
And then most of them was also Dick Wolf.
Yeah.
Who should be in the WWE Hall of Fame.
I see his name every time I turn on USA Network.
Yep.
Because I turn it on at 8 p.m. on Monday and no other time, unless there's a race on. They've been airing the races.
That sounds like a movie that would be on, you know, like A&E or something.
Oh, yeah.
You know, along the lines of Sharknado. It's not.
It used to be Howard P. Belisario. Now it's Dick Wolf.
Since it's sports, I'm going to say I really have been enjoying NASCAR this season. They have a good product right now.
Sucking at the moon.
There's a lot of guys that don't like each other in NASCAR.
Oh, yeah, man.
Like, I think Kyle Larson hates Ross Chastain.
Denny Hamlin's got him a feud.
That's what they needed, man.
Jeremy Clements and Austin Dillon.
Jug'd be much better on a reality show.
Dude, I told Jug that.
Jug's reality show would make him a superstar. Like, that dude is hilarious and great and charming and fun.
Guys. Something taped over on, and I started watching it, and I was like, God, this sucks. Like, sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks.
I mean, somehow reality shows get progressively more fake and scripted. I don't know how they keep getting worse.
I don't get it. I have an idea why, but it's just me being silly why he has that show.
Well, I mean, no offense to Austin Dillon, but, you know, he's not really a superstar in the sport. How did he get the show?
I don't know.
When they go after somebody else.
Yeah.
Maybe they like his hat. Maybe Sir Richard of House of Childress.
You got to remember who his grandpa is, yeah.
Yeah. Maybe Richard's like, I'll give you a bunch of wine if you put my grandbaby on the show.
Who's his grandpa, J.J. Dillon?
Richard Childress.
Oh.
J.J. Well, he got the ride and everything, you know?
Whew.
There is still a ton of nepotism in motorsports at every level. That's what drives it, really.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They get these guys up there.
I like to Netflix and Childress.
So
I would.
RCR, baby.
This is going to be it for Serena Williams. It's going to be her last tournament. She wrote a piece that said she was going to move away from tennis. But from what I could tell, she didn't say she was going to retire. But everybody's printing it saying she's going to retire.
Maybe she lives near a court, and she's moving to the country.
Literally moving, yeah.
She says she wants to do other stuff. She didn't say she wouldn't come back and play. I guess people don't want her to.
What does this text mean? Maybe she said that she was going to move her penis. What is that? Well, might be a pen joke about the tennis ball.
Man, I saw the story pop up on the Facebook feed yesterday, and we're pretty awful at this point. We're pretty terrible. Not us individually, but, you know, just general people. I remember being a kid, man. You know, somebody who was that great at something would have been a little more appreciated. Instead of just a bunch of people calling her a man.
God, man.
Oh, that's what that – okay, I guess that's what that means.
I'll tell you this. That woman would whoop most people's asses. Woman, it don't matter. She's a stout, strong, powerful, tall, big woman.
Yeah, I never thought of her manly. Like, she's got curves and – bounce around.
I mean, she's very fit and muscular. She'd probably whoop your ass.
I could not. I if she got me in a headlock with them legs, she'd choke me out. I'd turn purple.
She'd crush you.
Yeah.
She's widely considered the greatest female player ever. 23 Grand Slam singles titles. Most of any player in the open era.
Even better than BJ King?
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people forget how much she did. Old Billie Jean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in the modern game, Serena's a much better athlete than Billie Jean King ever thought about. Yeah. I mean, just physically, there's no comparison between the two.
A lot
Serena
stronger.
Won the genetics.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
I never saw Billie Jean King in a gym ever.
Mm-hmm. Roger Goodell was at a meeting yesterday. They're finalizing the sale of the Broncos. That's official. The owners approved it. He was asked about Deshaun Watson. And Goodell said that the one-year suspension the NFL wants is warranted because of Deshaun's predatory behavior. So,
God, that is a – man, I mean, I agree with it, but that's such a strong word, and it's so true, predatory. God, that's like calling somebody a domestic terrorist.
That's kind of what – I mean, the behavior described is what it is, predatory.
God. I think I saw something they wanted to settle with Deshaun for 8 games and – millions in fines, which he said no, obviously, too. So the NFL's appointed somebody else. They could get the year. You got to think they're going to get the year, right? The NFL appoints this person. There may be, so I'm not saying there are any backdoor dealings. There could be.
If you're a hardcore Browns fan, do you resent this, like, pissed, or you're like, it's his life. Do what you want to.
No.
I don't think so, because even if he gets the year, this thing's done. He's going to have a lot of football left and a lot of guaranteed money. Browns want him to come back and play a little, right? But come on, man. We're giving you all this money, which they shouldn't have done beforehand, but whatever. They're probably going to get that year, though. Marshawn Lynch, he's in the news.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
That mugshot, insane.
He might not know he's in the news yet.
I know.
One eye does.
Yeah.
He was arrested in Vegas for This says suspected driver impairment. So that's a,
what they do, look at him?
Jesus.
SDI, is that an official? Why can't everybody just be the same thing?
I don't know. He looks like a Snapchat filter.
Yeah, he does,
where they'll like morph your face to look all wonky.
Fat boy opposes sovereignty of the states, just for the record.
He was. I need uniformity of some sort.
The country of South Carolina.
That's what Texas wants. He was impaired, and they conducted an arrest. It says he was transported to city jail and booked with one of the greatest mugshots ever. So
I want that on a shirt.
Yeah, his mugshot's on the Nick Nolte level.
Oh, no.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
He's looking rough, man. Yeah, we going.
I thought he was, like, real business-minded now. Which business people go out and get crap-faced?
Oh, yeah,
also?
Most of the sites I know are very successful business.
Yeah, I know, but, like.
They all drink like fish.
I know he owned a couple. He started a couple of restaurants, and then he also, he's been
business?
In a lot of commercial.
They have a weed business, too, now?
This guy's Beast Mode brand, clothes, and whatnot.
Yeah.
I mean, Subway commercials. He's in a lot now.
I've just always said, like, if I was, like, crazy wealthy and wanted to go out and, like, party, I would always, like, Uber or have a chauffeur.
Don't party.
Like, going out tonight, so are we. Take a cab or a limo. All right, thank you, fat boy.
Doty Blunts, by the way, that's Marshawn.
Blunts?
Doty Blunts is his cannabis company.
Oh, okay. Shoogie Dudes was on Fussin' last
week. He was.
All right.
They should meet.
Thank you, Fat Boy. The return of Matt Man's conspiracy mystery next. I'm going to reveal something that I found out, and then when I looked into it, it was like everyone in the world was coming together on this brand new Mandela effect.
Uh-oh.
We're living in the Matrix, folks. Good morning, everybody.
Share special moments with the Rise Guys on your time. Get TRT's After Hours podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts, plus P1 approved on-demand audio, or text the keyword podcast to 72341 and have the link sent to your phone.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.